Welcome to episode 2 of The True Witness, From Darkness to Dawn podcast. I'm your host, Alan Jones. And in this episode, Kinship Christian Radio News Director Jay Rudolph speaks with our friend, Curtis Stover. Curtis has an amazing story to share of finding God's grace, God's purpose, and God's will for his life in the midst of facing a terminal cancer diagnosis.
And it is really good to have you here. And I know this may be a little bit difficult. We spent a little time together praying before we started the recording because it's going to be a bit of a challenge because you've been through the ringer a little bit health-wise, but God has brought you through and you want to give him the glory. And we are so excited about that.
I mean, yeah, I was in eighth grade when I first realized what Christ has done for me and died for my sins and saved me. And I went to college and got married and have three children. And my wife is Laura, and she's been a strong influence through this experience. You know, God's always been important for me, but this has changed my life.
Pretty healthy person, I assume, until you got a pretty difficult diagnosis.
It started last March. I've had problems with my hip, and I went to the doctor. He asked, is there anything else after my quarterly checkup? I said, yeah, my hip. Well, Dr. Sabash said, let's take an x-ray. Took an x-ray, and he said, you have arthritis in over 50% of your hip. And I said to him, what can you do for that? Well, see an orthopedic surgeon. Okay, so he set up with Dr. Lee in Fort Dodge, and I went in and had a pre-entrance exam, and I was told Dr. Lee's first appointment would be July 27, okay? Is there anyone else? Well, Dr. Odland had an opening, and he could see you day after tomorrow, which was the Wednesday before Memorial Day. So I took that, and when I got in for the appointment, I'm sorry, but we won't be able to do your surgery. And I asked why. Well, they gave me the test results. I had no idea what they meant, but then said to me, you should go see your doctor. And so I set up an appointment for my doctor on Wednesday, which was June 5th. And went to him. He looked at the results and said, I'm putting you in the hospital. Why? My hemoglobin was 5.2. And was in the hospital from Wednesday through Friday. During that time, I had received blood, 2 units of blood and 2 units of iron, and a colonoscopy in which they found a tumor. Then on Monday, which would have been my original surgery day, June 10, had confirmation it was malignant. Gave us a choice of where to go, and so we decided to go to Iowa City. I had my niece, Anna lived there. My son's girlfriend is in medical school. My nephew is in medical school there. And my brother, Robert, we decided to go there. That was the day that was one day that I had anxiety, but Laura and I prayed about it, and not fully knowing what was involved, God stepped in, and you'll be okay. And after that, went down there, and my wife, Laura, set up a prayer, as she called it, prayer warriors. And there were 50 people that all agreed to pray. And they got shirts and took pictures of them in their shirts, Stover Strong, with the Bible verse, Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I get out of recovery and into my hospital room, and it's decorated with all the pictures of the people praying in their shirts. And the Bible verses that are, Joshua 1:9, Philippians 4:6-7, Isaiah 41:10. And another thing, my daughter Martha had sent me on my Facebook page from Toby Mac, God will not allow a difficulty unless he has a divine purpose for it.
When we come back with Jay and Curtis, we'll have a chance to hear about that divine purpose of God's in Curtis's life. But first, a little bit about the sponsor of the True Witness from Darkness to Dawn podcast, Kinship Christian Radio. The radio ministry is a conglomerate of radio stations in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. Together, they make up 8 full power stations and 14 translators. And throughout the day on Kinship Christian Radio, you'll hear Bible teaching, contemporary Christian music, and hope and encouragement from the local hosts. You can find out more when you visit our website at kinshipradio.org. And if you find that you're also in the need of some prayer warriors, we invite you to submit a prayer request on our prayer line, also on our website. We have prayer warriors standing by to pray for you. Now let's get back to the story of Curtis Stover as he shares about the power of prayer in his life.
You know, getting back to the Toby Mac, I may never know what that is. Was it when I'm in the hospital room, somebody comes in and sees what my wife had put up, what Laura had put up? Or is it when I talk to the nurses about, some of the nurses about my faith or other people that were there? Was that the divine purpose? I may never know what it is, but I believe that is true. You know, all the prayers that I had, you know, healing of God stepped in then already. And then went back on July 9 to see her for my post-op consultation. And she said, "Wow, you look great." And I said, me? I said, "Yeah, I know." and she laughed. And she's a sense of humor. She's a wonderful doctor. And that day, I could have went back to work July 10, which would have been 2 weeks. But, you know, the power of prayer and the healing of God had started already then. So I went to see my doctor, which would have been the 15th of July. And I saw him, and he said the same thing. "You can go back to work tomorrow." And, but also on the 10th of July, that was my worst day also, because we had a consultation with the oncologist department, and his words were not encouraging. It was strictly by numbers, and gave me 24 to 30 months of survivability, and no chance, you know, that was even before any talk of treatment. And he said, "Well, you can go anywhere. We don't have any tests or trials that are open right now, so you can go anywhere." And I knew that Stoddard Center came to Webster City, so I called down there to set up an appointment. But they said, "Well, we have Dr. Lukenbill, comes right to Fort Dodge." Okay, I'll take him. It's amazing how God puts the right people in the right place for you. And I saw my doctor on the 15th, and they said, "I want to get started on my treatment." And in Iowa City, I wouldn't have had my first consultation until July 27, and then been 2 weeks after that before any treatments would have started. So I said, "Sure, let's get this started." Full month before I would have had treatment in Iowa City. So God does things. And this Dr. Lukenbill, his name's Joshua, and we talked about faith and prayer, and he believes in the power of prayer. And by this time, Laura's prayer warriors was up to 100 that she would send updates to through her phone. And there would be the appointment was usually 9 o'clock in the morning, and if they didn't hear from her by 9:30, they'd be texting, "What's going on? Where's my text? What's going on?" And so it's power of prayer and all these people. And it's humbling to know that so many people are praying for you. And halfway, I had 12 treatments scheduled 2 weeks apart. So after 6, I'd have another CT scan. So I went in after that CT scan, and Dr. Lukenbill was all smiles. He said, "The spots we're watching are all down 50% or more in size." And that's the power of prayer and the healing of God. So, and another thing is, if you know anything about chemotherapy, it's hard on the body. And they say by numbers, which is your blood counts and such, A lot of times in his words say, go south. And I know of people who had to pause their chemotherapy because their platelet count or other counts are low. That never happened with me. God healing me, God taking care of me. So halfway through the second set of treatments, I said to him, what do you think? Well, your numbers have always been good and haven't had a problem with any chemo treatments. And so I'm going to say that your spots will be down 50% or more again. If not, no evidence of disease. You know, that's God healing me and stepping in through the power of prayer. And then I had my last treatment December 30, had my CT scan January 13. My appointment was January 15, and Dr. Lucan Bill came in giddy because he couldn't hardly contain himself. Hmm. Your scan is NED. Your scan is NED, no evidence of disease. So they cannot find it. And it also said in there, the radiologist that read the CT scan, there are no signs that he even had cancer. That is the power of God. Mm-hmm. And the healing power of prayer, you know.
What an incredible story Curtis shares of hope in the bleakest of circumstances. Perhaps it's reminding you of the hope you have right now in Jesus Christ, even if you are facing a very bleak future, a bleak circumstance. I pray and hope that Curtis's story is encouraging you to get on your knees and to pray and to shout out to God, to be able to trust in His divine purpose for good, even in the midst of a horrible situation. As Jay finishes up his conversation with Curtis, Curtis shares more about God's purpose and how all of this has fueled his relationship, his love, and desire for Jesus Christ.
And now all you want to do is keep talking about it. You weren't the kind of person that would do that before, but now you can't be quiet about it, right?
No, that's one thing too, you know. 10 months ago, I wouldn't have told people about my faith. I wouldn't, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Would you want to come with me? That'd be about it. But now, I woke up one morning and it was on my mind that I have to tell people what God has done for me. But now, daily, this first thing I do is wake up and I talk to God. I do my devotions and I read the Bible. And the last thing I do before I go to bed is talk to God. And throughout the day, I even pray when I'm on my mail route. And that's all changed in the last 9 months. You know, there are so many things that He has done. And if I can just help one person, like it said, this difficulty without it, unless there's a divine purpose. And if that's my divine purpose to help people through this, you know, or something similar, or just, you know, anything in life, to knowing that God is there and the Holy Spirit and Jesus died and such. How could you say that cancer is a good? But for me, it was. It's changed my life. It put my priorities in place. And that God is with me. And that I'm living for God now and through things. You know, and I can go back when the pain in the night and when the morning came was July 10. After that, I went home. And after we talked to the doctor in Iowa City, oncologist, I went to bed, woke up about 1 o'clock. Very anxious about what he had said about the 24 to 30 months. And finally, about 4 o'clock, Laura woke up and was wondering where I was. I was downstairs thinking I could fall asleep in the recliner with the TV on, but it didn't work. And she came down and we talked what had happened and we prayed and we talked and we prayed. And ever since that night, I've had joy in the morning. And I hadn't even had treatment yet. You know, and it's just, then that would be, there is another one that this fits into is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, I've heard that about the peace that passes understanding since I was young, going to church. And I cannot explain it. It's true that it passes understanding. It's there. And He took that anxiety away from me, and I've never had it since. And that was even before I had any treatments. And, God and the Holy Spirit work in wonderful ways.
Thank you so much to Curtis Stover for being willing to share his incredible testimony and story today. And if you or someone you know would like to share how God and your relationship with Jesus Christ has impacted your life, you can contact us by visiting kinshipradio.org. Until our next episode, I'm Alan Jones for the True Witness from Darkness to Dawn podcast.